old business. So for that, I'll look at last year's. Did I skip something?
Okay.
Be aware that in the fall of 2020, so it starts November 1st, the lake gets drained. It gets drained every 5 years on the fives and the zeros. So 2020 being a zero, Gary's going to open the gate on November 1st. It takes a few weeks for the water level to come down, and then you close the gate on the 30th.
Yep, it's open for 1 month.
Takes a while to come back up. If you have any plans to work on your waterfront, if you have any plans to be in the lake or do any excavating, now's the time to get your applications in. These types of improvements require site plan approval from the town and require, if you're digging the shoreline or the lake bed, it requires a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit. If you wait until like the middle of next season, you're not going to have the time to get agency answers and have a permit in hand by the fall. The town had mailed to all property owners basically a site plan checklist and the applicable requirements. So I've made extra copies. I'll have those up here that people can pick up at the end of the meeting. Boating.
Mark, does that have all the information for the Corps of Engineers permit and all that?
No, it doesn't. But it has everything that you need for the town. And I can give you the information for the Corps of Engineers. And in some cases, you might need a permit from the DEC. But generally, it's for a single-family type lot, waterfront. It's probably just the Corps. And they have something called a nationwide permit, which is a cookie-cutter permit. You agree to do it a certain way, and you get automatic coverage. Boating. This year I've received calls, and I've seen a couple instances of boats out at night going fast, you know, after dark. I had reports of boats going the wrong way. Some unsafe activities on the lake. We had some near misses where a motorboat went between a sailboat and the docks, and it wasn't really the room, but the person went through anyhow, pulling tubes. It's important if you're renting your place or if you have guests that are using your boat that they understand the lake rules. I did order a sign that will go with the boat ramp that prints out our lake rules. Some are unique to Aquaga Lake. They're not New York State law. They're counterclockwise, and no fast boating before 10 o'clock, no fast boating at night. Those are rules that we can't enforce as a group, but it's intended to, you know, maximize the enjoyment of the lake for everybody. If you see something, say something. If you see an activity out on the lake and you know where the boat is from or you see where it goes in, speak up. People shouldn't be insulted. They may not know. I know there was one instance where I think, Judy, you mentioned the boat was going the wrong way, and it was one of the companies that come to service the boats, and he just wasn't aware of the local rules. Bears, I don't know that we need to... I haven't had any reports of bears, but I've seen people that have garbage strewn all over, so... You know, don't leave garbage out where the bears can feed.
Going back to your boats, it's from 699 Aquatic Lake. Are boats that are not, are owners, are people who don't have a boat on this lake allowed to bring boats onto the lake? Because there was an incident where somebody brought a boat on. The boat, he just drove right down the middle. It was so unsafe, I went and parked my own boat. Then his boat started fuming. And then they had to tow it out of here. So I guess I'm confused. Are boat owners the only ones who are allowed boats on the lake, or do we let other people on the lake?
We don't let anyone on the lake except property owners and guests of Scott's. So
Is that correct?
There's really no access to the lake for the public.
Okay.
So if somebody got on the lake, they did so without permission.
And then the second question is, when I first bought a home here 5 years ago, the boats would go around the lake, and then the non-motorized boats would stay close to the shore. This year I've noticed they're just coming across, and I've never seen that before, but I see it a lot this year. Is that an awareness thing we just have to inform people? Or I know a non-motorized boat has preference over motorized boat, but they're not doing what was being done in the last 4 years.
No, that's a very good point. And one of the reasons we have quiet time in the morning is so that non-powered boats have free, unfettered use of the lake. A lot of people like to go out kayaking. There's the kayakers. But I agree with you. I've noticed that there's been people going out in the middle when people are skiing and tubing, and it is an unsafe situation. But we don't have a hard and fast rule. That's more a common sense. If it's after 10 and motorboats are cutting up the middle of the lake, that's really not the place for paddle boats and canoes and things of that nature.
But I know, but I think we should, every year you send out information, I think we should tell non-motorized boats to stay within 100 foot of the shore, because it is causing a dangerous situation and somebody is going to get hurt.
So we'll add that to the next newsletter.
Mark, I have a question. How about renters? Are they able to get their boat in the water?
Sorry.
They are, because the property owner is extending that permission to the renter. There's nothing I'm aware of that says if you rent your cottage out for a couple weeks that the person can't come on the lake. They have to pay the fee to Scott's to launch the boat. I don't know if there's any check that happens at Scott's as to whether somebody's a...
Well, yeah, so they, you know, got a clean boat, clean motor, and everything. Why are they doing that?
So there's no, so we just take their word that they've cleaned their bilge?
Well, on that score, you'll see this sign. We ordered a sign on this issue about aquatic vegetation being brought into the lake. We're going to put this up at the boat ramp. It's a problem. If you travel in other states, I have a son that lives in Montana. There's mandatory, like every 8 or 10 miles, if you're towing a boat, you have to pull off for an inspection. And they look to see that your prop has a zip tie around it with a tag on it. Because there's a tremendous problem with the spread of invasive species and things that are decimating some of the lakes in the West. Aquaga Lake doesn't really have that problem, but nevertheless, it's a good idea. If your boat's been on another water body, before you bring it and put it back in the lake, make sure the bilge is cleaned out. If you have a live well, that's cleaned out, that you don't have vegetation hanging off the trailer or the prop. It's very important. Likewise, when you leave the lake, you should make sure that anything that came out of Aquaga Lake gets washed off. So we'll put this down there. The artwork was free from the DEC, and it was fairly inexpensive to get the sign made. I mentioned earlier we have a companion sign that'll have the boat rules on it. It'll be about the same size. I had hoped it'd be ready tonight so I could round up some volunteers to maybe put them up over the holiday weekend, but that sign's not done yet.
Mark?
Yes?
Mark, do you have questions? I'm not that informed yet on some of these things, but regarding non-motored boats, how do you deal with the sailboats? They have to go to the reef, right?
Yeah, they do. The sailboats move slowly. They need to be out in the middle of the lake to capture the wind. And generally, a sailboat always has the right of way over a power boat. Power boat operators should just stay clear. I mentioned earlier there was one near miss this year as a sailboat was about to come about. The motorboat went right by. I'm like 30 feet away. And that's not the fault of the sailboat operator. That's bad judgment on the part of the motorboat operator. One last thing on boating that I've seen, and it's kind of a pet peeve of mine, I can't tell you how many times I see a boat go down the lake pulling tubers where the driver's looking back at the tubers and only occasionally glances forward to see where they're going. That's backwards. The driver has to focus on driving. The reason you have a spotter in the boat is to pay attention to what's going on behind. But I see that every single weekend, and it's scary because things can happen very quickly out on the water. Anything else on boating?
I just wanted to have a 15-minute hand rule to just get in here a minute ago. And from where we are on the cove, I can't see just the bottom of all the boat. He's been well trained. But I'm very open if anybody sees our boat doing anything that the community has not been doing, please don't feel afraid to mention it to me so I can demonstrate.
Hey Mark, one other thing I saw last week, and this is why I'm concerned about people in the middle of the lake. You know, there was no other boat on the lake, but a person was tubing with two people, they both fell off. And instead of circling back to get him, he went and talked to somebody by Bill Means' house. And he left them there for like 10 minutes. And I'm like saying, that just makes no sense. So I'm just saying, I think the rules have, we have to be a little bit more strict here because somebody is going to get hurt.
A couple years ago, it was suggested that we should have another look at the boating rules. And we would be more than welcome as a board to have somebody, a few of you, get together and make up and revise those boating rules to be more appropriate. Because if you've been looking at this sign hanging on your refrigerator for 20 years, you aren't reading it anymore. But we need a committee for that. And these 10 people up here, we're on other committees. So if you want to get a group together, if you want to chair one, it wouldn't take too many meetings probably to come up with some suggestions and a new way to do this. And we would, as a board, love that. But any suggestions you have, send them. Any things you see, send them to the email address is OLIA, Oquaga Lake Improvement Association, at oquaga.com. And we'll put them in the newsletter as the easiest case. And we'll work on doing something more permanent.
The case that Anthony just brought up, leaving a tuber unattended in the water is a perfect example of why the driver has to pay attention to where the boat's
right.
going.
And I use Bill Means, but another boat was parked near his,
yeah.
So they went to talk to him. I'm like saying, you're leaving those people there, and I wanted to get my own boat and drive there and just sit there because I felt bad for those two people in the boat, I mean, in the lake. You can't see them. I mean, they were wearing dark blue vests, and it was, you know, 7 o'clock at night, and you're not going to see them.
All right, moving on. Last year we had a discussion about speeders around the lake on the road. I haven't heard much from anyone this year other than the situation with the dogs down by Judy and Larry's place, the pit bulls that live across the street. But anything on traffic situation around the lake, speed or anything? I brought up dogs. I know that those dogs were taken away a couple times. There's been police response. There's been the dog warden up here several times. My understanding is the person that's in there is a renter. I don't know what this association can do beyond. We brought it up at a town board meeting, and we've made calls to the police and to the dog warden. So I don't know if anybody here has had a personal experience with the dogs. I know you, Barbara, had a run-in in Judy.
I had plenty.
And Judy.
Yeah.
Coleman. Mark, the one thing that the dog warden suggested, no, basically it was he said, she said, was what he said, is take a picture because he might come up, then the dogs are in, So we said, how am I supposed to believe that the dogs were out? So a picture is, can't be denied that the dogs were out.
Were they on an electric fence?
No.
No.
Because when they scared me to death when I was walking with my dogs, they seemed like they stopped short at a specific spot.
Usually.
But the dog ward has been very responsive for the time that we called, so I don't know if that number.
Well, it's good to know.
At least the time we called, they've been very responsive. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, the troopers and the dog ward can come out.
Yeah.
But their hands are tied. I mean, they've taken the dogs away, and we can still pay a fine and bring it back.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the same thing. Yep. That's what he suggests. Yeah.
I know that she has.
Moving on, I failed to mention before, we had a lake cleanup day the Saturday after the 4th of July. Several groups went out. I guess, Lil, you went one direction around, and
yeah.
The rest of us went the other, and we got quite a haul again. It's amazing what you find. We did have to tell some of the kids to leave the little fairy houses alone. And they were fascinated with the deer carcass across from Justina's.